Now, what's novel about this year's Major League Baseball playoffs, and what's the matter with Cleveland? Each league has two wild card teams these days, in addition to three division winners. The wild cards will have a single-game playoff. With more teams in contention, that should stoke fan interest in more cities than ever. For example, with 11 games to play, Washington's Nationals need a near-miraculous combination of favorable events to be the second National League wildcard team. And last night, over 28,000 fans turned out to watch them give it their best shot. But in Cleveland, the Indians are just barely out of the American League wildcard slot, but their home attendance has been in the 12,000 range. Terry Pluto is a sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And, Terry, the Indians are a half game out of the postseason. The other week, 9,000 fans showed up to watch them. Brings me back to where I started. What's the matter with Cleveland?
That's exactly what sort of the Indians' ownership looks at it. And some of us who love baseball here wonder the same thing. Usually, your attendance in this current season is based a lot on how many season tickets you sold the year before. In three of the last 4 years, the Indians have been dismal. Lost over 90 games, all that. But, Robert, nonetheless.
Yeah.
They're having a good year this year, and they are drawing slightly less than a year ago when they were terrible.
I would
have thought at least they would have kicked it up a little bit.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And it defies logic because fans here have been moaning about ownership not spending money and bringing in free agents. Well, they went out. They signed Nick Swisher. They signed Michael Bourne, mm-hmm. a couple other guys, but those are two very big-ticket items. Brought in the best free agent manager available in Terry Francona, a proven winner, and they've had a really nice season. You know, this will be their first winning record since 2007.
Is being an Indians fan no longer a prominent part of the whole shtick of being from Cleveland?
Yeah, I think it's not cool anymore. I'm not sure what is. Well, first of all, you got to understand the Pro Football Hall of Fame is only 50 miles away in Canton. Mm-hmm. You could put an empty orange helmet on the 50-yard line at Brown Stadium, and 50,000 people paid $20 a piece to stare at it. I mean, it is a football town. Baseball usually is like, if the team's winning and could win for a couple of years in a row, the attendance is pretty good. Well, people talk about, well, in the late 90s, they set all kinds of attendance records. Well, at that point, two things happened. Number one, the Indians had a good team in a brand-new ballpark, and number two, the Browns had actually moved to Baltimore. So they were the only show in town at that point because the Cavaliers were not a factor either. But, Robert, I have to admit, to me, it's a very endearing team. It's not a great team or whatever, but it has some fun guys on it. And you go down there, and there's 9,000 like there was the other night, or 12,000. It's baffling to me.
Well, Terry, I hope you have some more company at the ballpark when they get
back
to town.
Yes, well, put it this way. I remember, you know, when I was a kid growing up in Cleveland, they always say that the motto of the team was, good seats always available.
Yes, I once was there and heard Bill Cosby say that you could go and develop a close personal relationship with the guys on the field.
The other line was you call and ask the Indians what time's the game. They say, what time can you get here?
Okay. Well, I hope things look up there. And thanks for talking with us about it.
Thank you, Robert.
That's Terry Pluto, who's a sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. This is NPR News.